One of the major problems with treating all solid tumors is that we can only detect them macroscopically. We can feel the lump. We can visualize the density. We really don't know the size or shape of the tumor microscopically until we attempt our excision and find that microscopically it wandered off another 3 centimeters to the side we hadn't imagined. So an enormous corrective to our present imaging is the pathology of excision. And in our institution, we're working on nanotyping and nanoimaging, and it's very exciting. And I think that within the next few years, we may well be able to image the actual genomic extent of a tumor rather than just the present density finding. But until that time, if we freeze or cook what we believe to be the extent of tumor in a little margin, there's going to be a significant number of times that we're wrong, and it doesn't seem to me terribly smart to save that. I think these are interesting studies, and I applaud those who wish to pursue them. It doesn't seem to me to be chasing the area of great concern in breast cancer to me.
Nanotyping, what is that?
We're using little nanoparticles, which track with small molecules to the tumor, and then we can flag them with iron particles. We can flag them with a variety of things to make them imageable, and we can also tag on chemotherapeutic agents. It's a lot of very exciting work going on, I believe. NIH has now funded 8 centers of nanotechnology excellence, and Emory is fortunate to be one of those, and several of our projects are in breast cancer. They are techniques that appear very, very exciting. I'm sure they will be a bit more difficult than they look in their earliest iterations, but it's quite an exciting field.